just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit, will guide you and protect you from up here.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, my favorite day of the week, Friday, February the 24th, Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. And a quick check of how we wrapped up this week on Wall Street, and today was certainly an interesting day. Crude oil briefly stuck its head above $125 a barrel. It didn't close there. However, it did close in the green by almost $2, $1.94. And the closing price was $109.62. However, the folks on Wall Street decided to pay more attention to the consumer confidence number than to the rocketing price of crude oil, thereby limiting damage to the Dow, which ended out the day off almost 2 points at 12,982. NASDAQ going in the other direction, higher by almost 7 points at 2,963. U.S. dollar weaker by 27 basis points. Dollar index at 78.39. Gold briefly this morning was 17.79, but they managed to close it down $6.50 at 17.74. Likewise with silver, it had a high of 35.56. Closed up the day by 4 cents at 35.51. Platinum off $13 at 17.17. Palladium off $10 at 7.15. Well, with very low volume, once again, mining stocks ended negative, but more importantly, the XAU closed above 200.10, but it's still closed above 200, and that means a positive sign for those folks who technical analysts. We'll take a quick time out and be back with our Friday guest, Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries, after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The flip side for this Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, I look forward to our chat with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hi, Chuck.
Hi, Robbie. Good to be with you.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, all I can say, Chuck, is it was such an interesting week, and we are looking at what can be best described as a target-rich area for debate on many topics. I would just like to hear from you what story you saw this week that made you just shake your head in amazement.
Well, I suppose the ongoing rush to war is the thing that really amazes me. There was a poll from The Hill. The Hill is a Washington-based publication. And they concluded that 50% of the American people were ready to accept the bombing of Iran. And 30% said no, they didn't think Iran needed to be bombed. And it seems to me that nowhere does anyone put together the economics of this and just simply point out that war in Iran means $5, maybe $8 gasoline. There's no way else around it. That's going to happen if we have war. Yet it doesn't seem that the American people are able to put those really simple facts together. Iran war equals $5 to $8 gasoline. Is that what you want? It's kind of almost like a bumper sticker simple that you think that we would somehow be able to get this across to people. However, I would comment to this poll that unlike the Pew Foundation, the Washington poll just takes people who are likely to vote and po- holds them, and we don't know the exact question they asked or how they asked it. It could have been slanted.
Sure.
But if you were to take the same poll and then ask people what their religious affiliation was, I think you'd find that a very large part of the 50% who think they're ready for war would line up in the area of Judeo-Christian or Christian Zionist. And that's actually been tested a number of times by the Pew Foundation, and it's found to be true that the very large percentage of the people who are always willing to pick the side of conflict if there's a Muslim on the other end of the conflict turn out to be influenced by Christian Zionism, let us say, or willing to call themselves something like Judeo-Christians. So that I guess my number one story of horror is the ongoing push for war, and of course stories like those that are coming out of AIPAC calling for war.
Well, there's no question that AIPAC is and its satellites. You can interpret that for whatever you mean, are pushing for a confrontation. I guess things are going to come to a head sooner rather than later. Bibi Netanyahu getting ready to visit Washington, D.C., not only to see the president, but obviously also to headline the AIPAC conference. And interesting to note, in the Haaretz a few minutes ago, not wanting to cause any discomfort on his trip to the U.S., Bibi Netanyahu has instructed the housing department in Jerusalem to cease all construction of new settlements. I mean, I can't believe the games that this guy plays. He's a total chuck. I mean, let's be perfectly honest, and it's well documented. Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal. And his dislike for Obama is so extreme that if he doesn't see any likelihood of a Republican in the current field defeating Obama, he knows full well that irrespective of who the Republicans nominate, but come election time, if gasoline prices in the U.S. are $8 a gallon, the likelihood of Obama getting reelected is very remote.
Sure. And a lot of other things as well could make that impossible. AIPAC published, or the story by Philip Giraldi was published, AIPAC Declares War. And coincidentally with their appearance here at this conference in Washington, March 2nd through 4th, that's when it is, they've 32 senators have entered a resolution, a bill, co-sponsored resolution that will constrain the White House from adopting any policy vis-a-vis Iran's nuclear weapons capability that amounts to containment. Now, I don't know how any such resolution can hold up. I don't know how you can pass a resolution that says that the president can not practice containment. But this is an AIPAC-sponsored piece of legislation, and it's designed to tie Obama's hands so that he can't negotiate with or do anything to contain Iran. This it's limited only to bombing Iran.
That was pushed forcefully by Joe Lieberman and Graham.
Yep, and, Bill Graham, right?
And obviously strong support from Senator John McCain.
And so, yeah, so you have AIPAC right at work while the conference is going on. Here they are manhandling Congress into passing legislation that they want. And that's heavy-duty stuff. Now, by the way, Obama is speaking at the AIPAC conference. If you go to the website of AIPAC, to their conference, and look at who their speakers are, they list Newt Gingrich on top, Barack Obama, President of the United States, speaking to a foreign lobby operating in the United States, Netanyahu himself, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Carl Levin, and, of course, Joseph Lieberman, who you already mentioned. These people are already going in to speak to this conference.
One thing we do know is the person they didn't extend an invite to was Ron Paul.
No. A few years ago, I organized what might have been the first picket of an AIPAC meeting, and it happened to be in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a national meeting of that kind. I don't think it was as big as this one. I didn't see tens of thousands of people there. This one is supposed to draw many, many thousand people. But speaking at that conference were most of our local, both of our senators were there, and John McCain, of course, was one of them.
Yep.
And that AIPAC conference was kind of interesting to go to, just to see who is there. But there's no question that it is an outright Israeli lobby functioning right inside our own government and here to carry out whatever Israel's policy is. And Israel's policy, of course, is a warring policy in Iran.
Following your updates on the vigil that you are going to hold, and I'm also interested in the response that Occupy AIPAC is going to get from this. Just to see how many people are actually paying attention, Chuck.
Well, Occupy AIPAC, of course, is doing pretty well. It's sponsored by the people that I like the best, I guess, because they're so cute. The pink ladies. They're also the bravest people on the face of the earth. They'll pick at anybody if they decide to, and they have no fear whatsoever. And I don't know why that is, that they have so much more guts than the rest of us, but they really do. So they're the sponsor of this conference.
Take a quick time out and be right back with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, obviously a lot of people look immediately to the Occupy APEC movement and its supporters as either being just vehemently anti-Semitic or just part and parcel of the lunatic left. I saw a quote the other day that was rather apropos. It says, "The cause of war just decides who is left, not who is right." Yeah. And I must say that I was amazed by an article by Pastor Chuck Baldwin this week. As you know, we've had chats about Pastor Chuck on a number of occasions. And I want to share with you just a short paragraph from his article, which you can find on his website, which is simply entitled, "What Ron Paul's Detractors Reveal." And he says this, "Theologically speaking, you could not get a consensus of opinion from among the leading biblical scholars and theologians regarding the modern state of Israel and biblical prophecy if your life depended on it. Many sincere Christians believe that biblical promises to Israel have all taken place in history past. Many sincere Christians believe that there are many promises to Israel that are yet in the future. And these groups, many believe that the modern state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, while many others believe that the modern state of Israel has no relationship whatsoever to the future Davidic kingdom. And the fact is, when it comes to American foreign policy, it doesn't matter." And And I believe this is actually the first time Pastor Baldwin has made such a definitive statement about, although he didn't mention Christian Zionists, but we know he was referring to them in that short paragraph.
He was indeed, because he defined it, and he has the proper definition, which has now become almost universally used, that it is the belief that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, which you can't help but, from that, you can't help but conclude that if someone believes that, then they believe that Israel is a divine part of God's plan. And that raises Israel not from the position of a state, but to the position of a deity. Because if it's in God's divine plan, then God must have future plans for it, and he must control it, therefore it must have some godlike attribute. And so you just can't believe that a state is the state is under God's guidance unless you give it superhuman dimensions. And I've also heard it said by people who are dead wrong that the United States was put together by God for certain purposes. Well, I just don't happen to believe that God is in the real estate business or the business of politics. And yes, States are invariably controlled by men. And no matter how they started out, they end up being controlled by men. So this idea that so Chuck Baldwin is certainly on the right track in that definition. Great start.
Oh, absolutely. And you bring up another interesting line of debate this week, when we're talking about Rick Santorum, who criticized Obama for his belief system, and it becomes apparent that Rick Santorum has a quirky religious belief system as well, that, and we've spoken about this before, and he's proved it by his statements this week, that he is part of the Dominionist theology crowd, pretty much as is Sarah Palin. She's been the most vocal defender of Rick Santorum's questioning of Obama's faith, because these Dominionists believe wholeheartedly in a theocracy, and I guess we've got to do another quick commercial timeout, and we'll be back with Chuck Colson and the Dominionists and all the rest of the crazy people out there.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back to the Inside for this Friday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck.
Yes, sir.
This week, a large portion of the media's time was dealing with religious issues, by and large, thanks to Rick Santorum. But it became apparent to me that with everything that's going on in the world, people tend to shy away from dealing with the heavy theological issues. I guess it's because people, by and large, believe that their religious beliefs is a personal thing, and they really don't like it when it is a topic front and center.
Well, there's some reasons for that, of course. Jesus instructed people to do their praying in a closet and not to stand out in front of mankind and profess how holy you are. And I think that would be a good practice, I think, for a lot of people I know. But in the case you mentioned the dominion idea, an example of this, I guess you could say the dominion idea, Rod Parsley from Ohio has stated that he believes that the United States was founded for the purpose of destroying Islam. And he qualifies that, he says, for other purposes too. But that God actually, he thinks, created America for that purpose. Well, there's nothing in any founding documents that would even, that would lead anybody to believe that. But if this is what you mean by the dominion idea, that God created America for purposes of carrying out his dominion, it's pretty much a false belief, I think. It just doesn't make any sense at all that God would be so short-sighted as to believe that that a government run by politicians like the ones we know and hear every night on TV would ever stay straight on any path that they were ever started on. So I think the Dominion idea that you brought up is sort of a, in the way that you've discussed it, is sort of a fringe of the Christian Zionist movement in a way. It doesn't really recognize Israel as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, but it somehow considers politics to be that. I guess that's the context in which you're using it.
Well, also, you know, we were led to believe that the last Republican debate was the most important debate out of the many debates we've had, because it's so close to Super Tuesday. And the debate, interestingly enough, never discussed anything that's on everybody's mind, and that is paying $4 a gallon gasoline. I mean, the price of gasoline never even came up for debate.
That's right, and somehow I believe that we need to simplify the way we approach things and realize that people do need a bumper sticker approach, and that simply letting people know that the price of gasoline and war go hand in hand, how could it be any more obvious if you go back and look at the historic price of gasoline throughout the Iraq war? Iraq War One, Iraq War Two, gas jumped from 1 to 2, then it jumped from 2 to 4. Now we're back to 3-ish some places, and we're getting ready for another one. And it's going to jump to 6 or maybe 8. And if you go a lot of places around the world, it's already 6 or 8.
So well, Florida, in some places in Florida, it's already $6.
I hear that.
And I'm sure it's not going to be too long before Arizona residents start seeing $6 gasoline, because, as you know, being from Phoenix, this is the time of the year where EPA mandates kick in, and Phoenix has to adopt one of those boutique fuels, which always jacks up prices. And, you know, with today, with oil briefly going past 100.
I don't know if you can hear me, but we're having a little cutting out somewhere on the line. If I'm still on with you or not.
$5. I think $6 gasoline
. Oh, do you want me to take over? So you don't have Robbie on. Okay. Okay. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hear that there's a connection problem, and that Robbie Newell is, they're trying to reconnect with Robbie Newell. And I presume you can still hear me, so they've asked me to kind of keep going on the train of thought. We were talking about AIPAC, and we're talking about their influence, and we're talking about gasoline prices in Iraq today, in the U.S. as a result of wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and now the impending one in Iran, and the influence that AIPAC is having as they hold this big national conference here in Washington, D.C., where they're openly campaigning for war, and they've even arranged to have a piece of legislation introduced by their strongest allies in the Congress, of which they have many. By the way, I understand that about a third of the whole Congress is going to come to the AIPAC conference and listen to Newt Gingrich President Obama and Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and others speak to AIPAC. And AIPAC's theme that they're here to promote really is the war against Iran. So we're faced with the prospect of runaway fuel prices, and they're busy promoting that idea indirectly. And somehow or another, we've got to get this across to a lot of people that this is just not acceptable. Whether or not that can be done, I don't know. I think there is significant resistance to the to the impending war in Iran, but the entire publicity system and propaganda system of our government, including the Barack administration, Obama administration, is busy promoting this this idea of we have to escalate this war against Iran. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that, Chuck. I had a short little technical difficulty here with my connection. So,
okay, we're carrying along this idea discussing the war in Iran,
yes,
and just today, the RTD News, which is a big news service, came out with a paper: Iran dismisses weapons concerns. Triples uranium production, says the IAEA. That's the International Atomic Energy Authority or Association, whatever it's called. So then they have come out with this report, and that's the headline. And what the report said was entirely different from what the headline said. The report that they issued, the headline says that Iran is refuses to talk business with them about weapons, and that they've increased their uranium enrichment program by 90% or something such as that. But when you read the story that the same people published, it doesn't say that at all. They say that Iran now has 109 kilograms. Of 20% uranium. That's what the story by the IAEA actually says. And it's 20% uranium. Weapons grade uranium, of course, is 90%. And it's a very big difference between 20% and 90%. And 109 kilograms is approximately 225 or 30, maybe 250 pounds of uranium. If it was 90%, it probably wouldn't be enough to make a bomb, at least an intercontinental ballistic bomb. And so the report that these people actually brought back was that Iran doesn't have anything. And then the headline that's carried is they are doubling and tripling their production. So that's what we're told. And it says Iran has tripled its capacity to enrich uranium to elevated levels, the International Atomic Energy Agency said in its latest report. Iran has doubled the number of centrifuges to enrich to 20% as it fortified the underground sites at Fordo, according to a copy of the report by the United Nations watchdog obtained by DPA. What this is really saying is it would be the equivalent of saying that we need to go lock up your neighbor because he has a 3-pound pit bull in his basement, or it's about that. That's about the size of the matter. And yet, this is being openly used now, contrary to the report, to promote the idea of we need to escalate bombing on them right away. And Robbie, I don't know how you feel, but I think at the very root of this is the economic plight of the entire world. And the idea of stirring up another war for the sake of taking everybody's mind off the enormous monetary debasement which is about to take place. And, of course, the best time to do that is during a time of an active bombing campaign. So seems to me that's really what's at the root of all this. So are you still back with us? And if so, I'll be quiet.
Absolutely, Chuck. Listen, you know, we are dealing with numerous fiscal issues that have definitive timelines. I mean, today Tim Geithner came out and made a statement that the federal government could hit its debt ceiling sooner than expected, and he is speculating that we will get to that debt ceiling possibly around election time in November. So when you look at the inevitability of that, coinciding with even though there was great glee in a so-called Greek bailout deal that was struck earlier this week, it's apparent that that deal is only good for 3 months, and then you know, the Greek debate will be front and center. At the same time as the U.S. Gets closer to requiring another debt ceiling increase.
Well, of course, you don't have a problem pushing through a debt ceiling if you have a war going on. That's,
yeah, absolutely.
That's just the simplest thing. You just, you know, the president simply says, we have a war, we have to have the money, we can't let our servicemen starve, so pass this, and everybody does, and nobody argues during a war. So it's the perfect example of the kind of things that become real easy if you can escalate something like this into a war. And to do that, you have to convince enough of the people that we really need the war. And, of course, as we started out saying, they now can take polls that say about 50% of people shrug their shoulders and say, I guess we need that. And so here comes the AIPAC conference now with all of this giant push toward legislation, and of course the obvious war, and we're having a lot of pressure put on us.
I actually have, and I forgot that I actually posted this on my website today. I have a analysis posted of the Lieberman resolution posted on my website. It's the title of the article was, it was from antiwar.com this morning, entitled Deconstructing Lieberman's Iran Resolution. Pretty amazing stuff, Chuck.
Oh, yes, I haven't read it, so I'm sure it is, and I don't know how they how they plan to control the Congress, the president, with a resolution, but that's, I guess, what they plan to do. And as Ron Paul said, well, if Congress really wants war, why don't they put up a resolution for war and put it out and debate it like other resolutions and see if the Congress will pass a resolution for a war against Iran?
Well, that's the way it's supposed to work, Chuck. But as we know, Congress hasn't approved an American war since, I believe, the last one was World War II.
Right, you are.
We'll take another quick time out and be right back and wrap it up for this Friday.
Do you want want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, you can access Charles's website at WHTT.org. And you will see right on the top of the page information about the Vigil for Peace and Life that Project Straight Gate is holding. I believe it's on March the 4th in Virginia, Chuck.
It is, Deanna, Virginia. It's in the Beltway on the McLean, Virginia side. And it's McLean Bible Church. It's a huge church. It's an amazingly successful church. It's the only one I've ever seen, Robbie, that we've ever been to that has a two-story concrete parking garage. And we were able to kind of count the lines on the roof. I just, my curiosity got the better of me, got my little adding machine and counted them. It looks like it will, their parking garage will hold about 1,700 cars. That's quite a parking garage. The church is enormous, and they hold three or maybe even four services on Sunday. So this is one of the biggest churches that you can imagine. Imagine the number of people that use that kind of a facility. And we asked a couple of people we knew very well and trusted in Washington who was the most devoutly Christian Zionist church anywhere in the area, and this is the one they told us to go to. So so that's where we're holding our vigil. And it's a good place. It's a good good place for us to be. It's going to give us a good chance to confront a lot of people. And we're going to do that on Sunday.
Yeah, do you think you're going to get any support from Occupy APEC folks?
Well, we're trying not to interfere with these people's efforts, and they are holding a picket of APEC. APEC's meeting in a great big convention center in downtown Washington D.C. And theirs is sort of an afternoon affair. Ours is a morning affair. So we're hoping that a few of their people will come out for a couple of hours and help us in the morning. But we have a lot of friends in Washington D.C. We've done this before there. We have a lot of unfinished business to look into when we are there. And we hope that the people who helped us in way back in 3 or 4 years ago at John Hagee's convention center performance at one of his night to honor day to honor Israel's those people will come out and help us. So we expect to have a good gathering. We already have some volunteers to be there, and I'm sure we'll be able to handle it nicely. And yes, we'd like to have some of the people from Code Pink. They left the picket, and we'd like to have some of them come out and help us and learn a little bit about Christian Zionism and its enormous impact on these problems, because APAC is really in town to make sure you'll have lots of Christian Zionists at the APAC meeting, and they're really in town to make sure that that Christian Zionism continues to be treated very well.
Well, my friend, once again, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. I apologize for my voice failure.
No problem. Thank you.
Everything.
Well, my friends, trust you have a great weekend, and we'll do this again Monday. Till then, see you bye.